Listening, Unit 5, page 34, B.
You will hear 10 short conversations. After each conversation, you will be asked a question about what you heard. The answer choices are shown as pictures, A, B, and C. Circle the letter of the correct answer. You hear each conversation only once. Number 1.
Excuse me, how much does this washing machine cost?
There's a 50% reduction on that model till Saturday. It's now $350, but on Monday, the price will go back up to $700.
That's a good price, but I'm looking for a machine for $300 or less.
How much will the washing machine cost next week? Number 2.
Don't forget to go to the bank on the way home from work. We need to pay the plumber this evening.
But I told you last night, I've got a late meeting today. By the time it's finished, the bank will be closed.
What are we going to do? You've lost your card for the cash machine, so you can't withdraw money from there.
I guess we'll have to open the kids' piggy banks.
Where can they get the money from? Number 3.
Wow, Jodie's become an expert on asteroids. School lessons must be really exciting and innovative these days.
Actually, we went to the Science Museum the other week, and there was a spectacular interactive exhibit on them. She was fascinated.
And to think of all those boring and irrelevant lectures we had to sit through at university learning about them.
How did Jodie learn so much about asteroids? Number 4.
If you're going to the mall later, can you pick me up some paper? The printer's all out.
Sure. What about ink? Don't you need a new black cartridge?
I brought one home from the office yesterday, but I could do with some blank CDs.
Okay. They sell them in the stationers, so I'll get some of those too.
What will the woman buy? Number 5.
You might have told me there was a message for me on the answer machine.
Sorry, it completely slipped my mind. I've been trying to hook up this computer all morning. I've really got no idea what I'm doing.
We should really get rid of that answer machine anyway, and just use our mobiles for messages.
How did the woman receive a message? Number 6.
Have you seen the new IT lecturer?
Isn't she the tall blonde woman with the jeans standing next to Professor McCartney?
No, that's the lab assistant. The IT lecturer is a short woman with black hair. She is wearing jeans, though.
What does the lab assistant look like? Number 7.
What time does the film about artificial intelligence start?
It's at 10:30 in the main lecture hall.
But isn't that when Dr. Drake's giving his telecommunications lecture?
Oh, you're right. It says here the film's at 11:45. I guess we won't make the 12:15 train after all.
What time is the telecommunications lecture? Number 8.
Did you hear they're shutting down the recycling plant? It's in all the newspapers this morning.
I saw it on Channel 6 News last night.
I think we should write a letter to the mayor complaining about it.
How did the man find out about the closure of the recycling plant? Number 9.
I can't find my MP3 player anywhere. I'm sure I left it on top of the CD player.
It was next to the fridge the last time I saw it.
Well, it isn't there now.
Why don't you check the coffee table? You often leave it there.
Where should the man look for his MP3 player? Number 10.
I've just checked the online weather forecast. It's going to be 38 degrees today.
Wow, that's a huge change. That's 10 degrees higher than yesterday.
It's going to stay high all week, but then it's forecast to drop to around 32 at the weekend.
What was the temperature yesterday?